Welcome to another teaching from Spirit of God Ministries Worldwide. We pray that this blesses you greatly. Here is today's message in progress.
So in our Lord's prayer, he says, Our Father who art in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done. Here. Now. Your kingdom come. We're declaring it.
Mm-hmm.
Your kingdom come.
Yeah.
Your will be done.
Mm-hmm.
And his will certainly is to heal. His will certainly is to deliver. His will certainly is to bring peace and real joy into your hearts.
Mm-hmm.
So we receive.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
From heaven, right now, real peace, real joy, the real deal. Thank you, Jesus. So a big part of practicing the presence of the Lord is to learn how to labor to rest. It's hard to rest in this world we're living in. We actually have to make an advanced decision to do that. If you have never practiced that before, or if you got a little rusty or life got too crazy, find that place, that quiet, still place, wherever it may be for you. Maybe it's your favorite chair. Maybe it's just laying flat on your back in bed. Maybe it's going outside, climbing a tree. Your favorite tree, you know, wherever that is, he will meet you there. And he wants to have a deep, intimate, personal relationship with you that transcends all religion, that goes beyond religion. It's about relationship, because in relationship, that's where the growth happens. That's where the miracles, signs, and wonders happen. So when he was asking he gave a command to his disciples, go heal the sick, deliver the captives, raise the dead. He gave that commission to his disciples, but that's to us now, too. We're to go do the miracles, signs, and wonders out in the world. The world needs to see something more than just talk. We have to get out there and actually put our feet, pedal to the metal. I mean, we got to get out there, take some risks. When you hear that still small voice, which we're all going to develop and get more fine-tuned, when you hear that still small voice saying, talk to that person. Don't negate it. Take a risk and go up and talk to the person and let the Holy Spirit take it from there. The Holy Spirit will take it from wherever. If he's told you to do it, you can trust that it's going to be good. Or if he says, lay your hand on this brother and say, brother, be healed. I command all the gates of hell to stop warring against his kidneys right now. I pray for his kidneys to be restored by the blood of Jesus. I command his kidneys to be restored. The Lord wants this man healthy. He brings the presence. We want him healthy and restored by the blood of Jesus. We command it. We thank you, Jehovah Rapha, that it's coming. His healing is coming and manifesting right now.
Amen.
Amen. So the Lord just the Holy Spirit just told me to do that. I just had to obey it. Now, whatever happens, all you're responsible for is obeying his voice. Don't worry if something doesn't happen the first time you do this. Because the way you get to Carnegie Hall is what?
Practice,
practice, practice. Todd White is a great healer. An evangelist on the streets that had all sorts of difficulties before he came to the Lord. He walks around with his dreadlocks. He'll go up to somebody and say, hey, a stranger. It'll be a stranger. He says, hey, there's something wrong with your knee. Could I pray for you? Because the Holy Spirit has given him a gift of the word of knowledge. So he can come up and lay his hand on a stranger, and then God flows through it, and the knee gets healed. And the person's blown away. Hey, my knee's healed. I can jump now. I'm jumping on this knee that I couldn't even barely walk on before you prayed for it. And he goes, yeah, you want to know my Lord Jesus? That's how it happened. Let me tell you about my Lord Jesus. And the door's wide open, because the Lord used his word of knowledge and his evangelism gifts to make that happen. Now, did he get it right away? If any of you know any of his testimony, it took him hundreds and hundreds of times where there was no immediate healing when he laid his hands on somebody. But he just stayed with it. And he stayed with it because the Lord was telling him to do it. And so if we're obedient to that still small voice, pray that God would allow you to hear his Holy Spirit's still small voice clearer than you've ever had before. And then ask him to give you courage to risk doing what it is the Holy Spirit just told you to do. Because it takes courage. You know, God dealt with me on that issue a while back because I've always been an adventurous person, a risk taker. So I'd do all these crazy things that people would go, well, what are you doing that for? You know, you're diving off a 40-foot cliff at 50 years old. What are you doing that gainer for? You know, and the God says, John, you take all these risks in the physical realm. Why don't you start taking some risks in the spiritual realm? And this, for the healing gift, or the word of knowledge gift, takes some risk, doesn't it? Yeah. Can you give that testimony about stepping on the elevator that the guy...
So it's like, coming from the dentist. Well, actually, I'm going to tell the... Oh, yeah, I don't have that on, do I? Let me get rid of this.
Yeah. If any of you, this is a time, if any of you have a testimony of healing, it's a good time to share. Testimony has power to it. If you've had a healing recently, or even if it's been in the past, and you know it was from God, and you know it was real, feel free to share that with us all, because we're all family here. We're all learning together, aren't we? We're all in spiritual school, spiritual healing school, spiritual Holy Spirit school. None of us have this figured out. we're just learning. We're all in this together, right?
That's right. Yeah. Go ahead. Right.
Yeah.
So this is just one thing that happened to me just recently. I was at the dentist and I walked out and I realized I had to pee. So I said to myself, oh, I should have went while I was in there, but I didn't, and I had to go to Jefferson. And I had to do something there. But I figured I had this all planned out. It's like, I know where I'm going to go. I know the first gas station I'm going to go to. And it's like, I pull into the gas station. And I'm walking through the door. And there's this guy coming out. And he's like, he's really in pain. He's really in bad shape. You know, I knew he had some kind of spiritual infirmity. And I just stopped for a second. I just thought, oh, I got to pray for this guy. So I asked him, you know, do you have a problem? Do you have a physical problem? He goes, yeah, my heart. And he's like, he couldn't even hardly push the door, you guys. It's like, so I just, I stopped and I asked him if he'd like me to pray for him. And a lot of times people are just taken back, you know. They just, wow, like somebody would really pray for me. It's kind of like, you know. And so he said, yeah, and I just prayed for him. But the point is, I stepped, you know, like when you go to the grocery store, at least the way it used to be, remember the old mat that was in front of the door and you step on it and then the door opens? Well, if you don't step on the mat, the door is not going to open. So you just got to be in tune to your surroundings and just do what you feel like the Holy Spirit would What would Jesus do right then? You think he would just walk by the guy? Probably not. So I laid my hand. I asked him if I could lay my hands on him. He said, yeah. And I don't know what happened, but, you know, I went on with my business, and he went on with his. But I'm just trusting the Lord touched him in some way. And I actually did. I have my testimony all wrote out, so I gave him a copy of that, too. So
didn't he say, are you a minister or something?
No, that was a different, oh, that was a lady. That was a different thing. Yeah. No, I'm just a Christian. So here you go.
Thanks, Joe. The more that he does that, the more actual manifestations of healing are going to happen. We're counting on it, aren't we? Okay. So in the latter days will be greater than the former, the Lord says, doesn't he? So he's going to pour out his spirit upon all flesh, you know, and he's getting close to doing that. If he hasn't already started it, it's happening. So be ready, you know, to step into new territory. If we're ready, God's going to say, God's eyes are searching to and fro across the earth right now, wondering, okay, who are the people that are going to be in the latter rain? Who are the children that are going to step forwards? I'm hoping I'm one of them. I'm hoping you're one of them. Or, you know, none of you guys would come out on a Wednesday night if you weren't serious about your faith. So, I mean, he feeds the hungry souls, doesn't he? You know, what's the verse? Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. They will be filled. So you will be filled because you're hungering and thirsting for that. And we have not because we ask not. We have to get to a point where we're starting to dialogue with the Holy Spirit. A lot of people are a little bit tentative about the Holy Spirit. They think he's mysterious or whatever. But as you start to get acquainted with the Holy Spirit, you're going to want to talk to him and ask him things. Even as simple as, could you help me find my phone? And every time I ask him that, he helps me find it. After I sit there for a half an hour not finding it on my own, I finally give in and I say, Holy Spirit, help me find my phone. And it inevitably pops up a lot faster than if I'd been doing it on my own. And it's, you know, a lot of people, like Holly and Lori will hear the voice so clear that the Holy Spirit will tell them to turn right here, you know, while they're driving in the car. Now turn left. Now go straight. They can hear the voice that clear. And I'm jealous about that because I want to hear that clear. And we will. The more you practice, the more we practice, the more we're going to hear his voice, especially if he sees we're in it for the real deal, that we're not just playing a game. You know, if you really want to hear his voice, he'll speak to you. And I'm sure some of you have that happening already. But that can always be fine-tuned. There's never an end to our breakthroughs. There's never an end to growing. We're always going to be ready for the next breakthrough, the next step, whatever that means. And how's the time going?
It's 8:11, yeah.
Okay, got a little more time. Yeah, so lately, I think, you know, God wants us to be lifelong learners. You know, I'm retired from my teaching job, but I haven't retired from life, and I haven't retired from teaching this stuff. You know, now I just shifted from teaching art and coaching gymnastics to teaching of God, to teaching what God's doing and how he's working in my life. So we have a Bible study on Thursday mornings where Joe comes over and he plays his guitar and all us guys start praising God. And every guy in there, in our study, we got about seven or eight on any given day. Every one of them has been healed from something, has a personal testimony of healing. And I think that's pretty amazing. I so enjoy that. And we have at our church in Whitewater, called the chapel now, we have a prayer meeting. And in that prayer meeting, there's some serious people there that'll get up at 6:30 in the morning to make that prayer session. And it's the old standbys who have been there for a long time. And these people are for real about their prayers. And I was hearing their testimonies this morning, and they were saying, this is the highlight of my week. This prayer time is the highlight of my week. There's some stuff that gets addressed in those prayer meetings that are powerful stuff. And we can really change the atmosphere of this world through prayer. Don't you believe that?
Absolutely.
You know, prayer is powerful. It's hugely powerful. And our mouth, it says, what is it about the tongue again? Life and death are in the power of the tongue. That's a weapon that we all have as Christians. We combine that with the Word of God, which is the sword of the Spirit. When we speak life, the atmosphere changes. The person you're talking to will walk away with something. When you speak, especially if you speak in the Word or you're obeying the Holy Spirit, that person's going to walk away with something. On the other side of that, we have to be careful of our words, because our words can also bring death. We can speak curses and death over ourselves and other people, and God's been convicting me of that lately, to not be flippant about what we say because the words are so powerful. Understand that, but understand your authority in your spirit, man. You have the authority to kick the devil out of anybody, to raise somebody from the dead. We've all been given that kind of authority to heal somebody, to have a word of knowledge. So we need to start seeing our identity in our new nature. Our new nature is different from the old man. A lot of Christians have placed their identity in, oh, such a wretch like me. Well, guess what? That was killed and died. That old man is dead. He died when you asked Jesus into your heart. No longer, look at yourself in that light, the old nature. God doesn't see you there. He sees your new nature, your born-again spirit. The spirit he created is pure and holy. And that's just the nature we got to get used to as we're walking through this life. We got to get used to who we are in our new nature. Find out who that is. It's a discovery process, you know, to find out who that new person is. Maybe you're not even acquainted with him yet. Ask the Holy Spirit to show you who you are in your spirit man and how to work in that person, because that person is the real you. That's the new you. That's the person God designed you to be and has called you on this earth to do marvelous works, even some works greater than he did back then. Now, isn't that a bold prayer? Greater works shall you do. It's only because we have the mind of Christ in us, and only because we have the Holy Spirit, that we can do those kinds of great works. But if we never spend any time getting acquainted with him, how are we going to know him? You know, there's a scary verse in the New Testament that I really had to wrestle with, and that's, you know, some people are going to come at the end and go, but Lord, didn't we cast out demons in your name? Didn't we do this? Didn't we do this for you and do this for you? And to some of them, he's going to say, depart from me, I never knew you. I don't want to hear those words. I'm going to make sure this, with the days I got left, that I'm going to spend time getting acquainted with the Holy Spirit, Jesus, and Father God. Because they all have a different, you know, personality to them. And the more you spend time with each of them, the more you're going to get to know, oh, that was the Holy Spirit I was just encountering. That was Jesus. That was Jesus. And I can only get into heaven through him, through the narrow gate. I can't get there any other way, so I have had to do that. And then Father God, we want to get to know the heart of Father God. There's a lot of people that have given God a bad rap and blamed him for everything. And we got to get to know who he is and how much he really loves you and me. Our Father is the best Father We cannot compare Father God with our earthly father. And when you do that, you make a grave error in not being able to see how much he cares for you and how much he loves you. We got to forgive. Oh, and the other thing, you want healing? Make sure you've forgiven everybody. Don't hold any grudges. I don't care how terrible the offense was. And if you need the Holy Spirit to help you do that, ask the Holy Spirit. If you can't do it in your own, ask the Holy Spirit to come alongside you and help you forgive your enemy, the wretch, even if it was like your closest, you know, relative or whatever. Whatever it was, we got to come to a place where we have to forgive them. Because a lot that's preventing your healing coming is unforgiveness. You can't carry, we can't afford to carry that anymore. So I behoove you to make time to do that. Get that one right. Go in, whatever it takes, to lay on the operating table in heaven and get that worked out. You're going to then be freed to get your healing. Yeah. Yeah, 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 definitely. So eat your daily bread of healing, because it's all been done. Everything you're suffering with has already been healed. It's an already been done deal. The part on our end is we got to reach out and receive that. Okay, you mentioned about if I say to the mountain, be cast into the sea, it will be done for you. Nothing is impossible for those who believe. So what's your mountain? What's your metaphorical mountain that you're wrestling with right now?
I need to share my dream. A dream I had, that dream with that little kid. Yeah. So some of you have heard this, but probably a couple months ago I had this dream. And in this dream, there was this little boy, and he was crying, just really brokenhearted. He was desperate for God to do something for him. And now I'm starting to feel really bad, and I'm crying in the dream with the kid. And I get this revelation. It's like, your tears will move Jesus to compassion, but faith moves the mountain. So it's like, the Lord's already done it, so we can't, like, begging and crying and pleading and having our temper tantrums isn't going to do it. It's our faith that moves the mountain. We can move them to compassion, but it's our faith that moves the mountain. Oh, I just wanted to share that.
And your faith is the faith God gave you.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
Because there's a certain amount of faith that you may be trying to muster up in the flesh.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Doesn't work. Yeah. You know, as much as you'd love it to. So you got to ask for God breathed faith when you're moving these mountains. The serious stuff, you know, it's not gonna be done if you're muster up some fleshly thing. So yeah, but we have to stand on the promises of God in what the Word says over all circumstances, over anything that we think is happening. Hearing, yeah, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And no. And so it's his word. There's two punches we have. The 1-2 punch is his word and the power of the Holy Spirit living within us. When you combine those two together, you have dunamis, dynamite power. Power to save. And the word save, if you look up sozo in the Greek, getting back to your healing thing, sozo is, yeah, you get saved from hell. But you also get healed. If you look up sozo, it also means healing, and it means deliverance. Okay? Plenty. It's kind of like the Greek equivalent of shalom. Look up that word. It's a fascinating word study if you've never looked at sozo before. But understand that you know, we just didn't, when we asked Jesus into our heart, we didn't just get fire insurance. So one sweet by-and-by day we'll go to heaven. We got victory. We got all sorts of stuff when we ask Jesus into our hearts. And it's going to take the rest of our lifetime to discover what all those things are. There's gifts that he's poured upon us that we haven't even begun to touch yet. We're just scratching the surface of the iceberg, okay? There's so much more. Don't ever stop without asking for the more. What's next? What's the more in my life now? What should I be doing now, God? And speaking from someone that has a real difficult time trusting human beings, I trust Jesus. I trust God. And I trust the Holy Spirit. Because that is truth. They bring me truth. They bring me reality. Something I can hang on to. Something I can trust. And then he helps me tiptoe into trusting people one baby step at a time. So I wanted to share that with you too. But we're getting close to being done now. We never know exactly how this service is going to go, because it's supposed to be run by the Holy Spirit, not our flesh. So, you know, to come in with an agenda is too much like religion for me. So we just got to go with the flow, whatever God's doing at whatever time. So we hope to see some of you again. If this was your first time, I hope you can come again